to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
One day to go, Camel Nation. We've been celebrating all week, but that's not stopping us from celebrating a day early for 4th of July.
We've just been celebrating all week. It's Freedom Week right here on Camel Country.
You better believe it. Is it popping off in y'all's neighborhoods?
It's been popping off for days, actually.
my neighborhood is a little reckless also.
The problem is in my neighborhood, you play the game that we all love. Is it a firework? Or is it gunshots?
My favorite game. Either way, it could be a celebration in some cases.
Who knows? But it has its moments.
I remember this vividly. My father, a little bit of a loose cannon, also an immigrant, didn't really, observe the gun laws when it came to 4th of July.
Okay.
He came pulling out his shotgun. I'll never forget this one day. He pulled out his shotgun. I'm like, what? Are we going hunting? It's so late. Dad.
It's so late.
It's so late at night. Why are we going hunting right now? He popped off some shots right outside the front door. Pow, 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 pow. I was like, America.
Oh, my God. The most America thing. That's hilarious.
I mean, you guys have never witnessed that on 4th of July?
I mean, I grew up in the sticks. It was literally a custom for us.
So definitely, yeah. Okay.
Ron Robin, what's everybody doing for the weekend? Nico, we know you're going to the Princess Fairmont.
Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel
First of all, they have the longest name.
About five hours from right now.
Let's play Hotel, Resort, or Baptist Church.
The first coming of the seventh paragraph of the Bible's Jesus. I'm doing that. Tomorrow, Saturday.
I love that. It's an all-weekend affair for you.
We are hunkering down and just enjoying being taken care of.
I love that. Hey, what do you got? What do you guys got going on?
My cousin is throwing a little something.
Yeah?
So.
Family barbecue?
Yeah.
Does your cousin have the nice house?
I mean, she does have a nice house.
Oh, nice.
Not the
nice house.
Well,
we always have one family member. It was our cousin.
Oh.
It was my uncle who was in the nightclub industry.
Yeah.
Who had the nice house.
The Funkle.
Out of all our family members, because we didn't have the nice house. So nobody's scurrying over to our house. But whenever it was like at the nice house, we knew we were going to get like soda and we're gonna have the nicer things in life that we did not have at home.
That's how like my grandma and my aunt's house was.
Yeah,
like,
our house
was
like
lit.
Wait, we can just grab some water out the hose for the kids. They'll be fine with that.
The slip and slide is a black tarp that's been drug across the lawn. That was my house.
He lived on a lake too.
Dang.
Oh yeah.
Funk will be popping off.
He would take us on the boat. Yeah, man.
Stop it.
It was good living. It was good living.
So super traditional for you guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I love that. I will be at the D-backs game.
Nice.
My mom and my kiddo. Not crazy big into fireworks anymore. Like, if they're around, I'll go. But, like, I'm not going to a crowded stadium or park to watch fireworks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Yeah, so
well,
to the
D-backs. You'll get them at the D-backs
exactly.
game. There you go.
And I don't gotta leave my seat. Parking's already there. I got hot dogs and beer on, like, there.
Yeah.
And they got the value dog. So, like, I can feed my kid three hot dogs for under 10 bucks. You know what I mean?
If your kid eats three hot dogs.
This kid yesterday polished off two packets of ramen by himself in one sitting.
Is that a lot?
At eight. For an eight-year-old, that's a lot of ramen.
Wow.
He's a tiny guy.
Even he was like, Mom. This is a lot. And I said, I didn't want to hear you say, I'm hungry in 10 minutes.
Kids be growing.
So yeah, he be pollen off the glizzies for sure.
Well, I'm going to pollen off this break right now by saying, let's get into a Thursday program.
Freedom Week!
Freedom Week! Let's go!
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne, we are calling to break some news.
Okay. Obviously, too.
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
We're calling Morgan, and I'm siding with him.
Really?
100%. We are calling Morgan because his wife, Kaylee, is complaining about something that he loves to do, and it's something that I love to do, and it's very misunderstood.
I have so many questions.
Let's answer those questions and call Morgan now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Morgan?
It is Morgan, yes.
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News on Camel Country 107.9.
You talking about the radio station?
That is correct, okay. Yeah. Yeah, hey. Sorry to disturb you. I know you did not want to answer the phone, and you probably don't want this news broken to you, but because I am employed to break the news, I got to call you right now. Cheyenne's here also.
Hello.
Hi.
So your wife, Kaylee, wanted me to tell you that... Uh-huh. See, I don't agree with this.
Oh, okay.
She wanted me to tell you that after a five-hour round, and then she said, of drinking and some golf, it's unnecessary to stop into the clubhouse and have just one more drink. And she put that in quotes. So is it...
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
No, nobody would. I mean... The laws of golf are you play golf, you have a few drinks, and then when you're done with golf, you have another drink. Those are the rules of golf.
Oh, see now, the next sentence that she wrote, you just drank for 5 hours and hit on the cart girl.
Oh!
And now you want me to come pick your drunk up.
No, nobody is hitting on the cart girl. We're talking
right.
to her
no.
because she has
yeah.
the booze.
No.
You okay?
No. The cart girl is a glorified bartender with wheels.
Exactly. And that's, you need alcohol, and she has the alcohol, so you go to her for the alcohol.
I also feel like the need to explain that to all men listening from a female's perspective. The cart girl doesn't have open bottles. She serves you from mini bottles, which means no matter how much you flirt with her, you're going to get the same amount of liquor every time.
Oh.
Like, she's not going to give you any extra if you're flirting with her. Just an FYI.
Who's saying flirting?
Yeah, we don't flirt.
I'm not saying flirting. I'm not saying flirting.
We don't flirt with them.
I have golfed with many of men.
Well,
many of men who...
Those guys are sleazeballs, because me and Morgan...
Yes. Terrible perp. Terrible people.
Morgan and Morgan...
That's right. We're good boys.
We keep it clean. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
you
right.
know what? Your wife's crazy.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Respectfully. Respectfully. She's out of line.
That's right.
And if you need me to call her, I will call her.
I would like to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
And also good luck with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having another drink or two after you golf. You got to cool down. You got to talk about your round.
Just one more drink.
Just one more.
Famous last words.
Famous last words. Yeah.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9. Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
You know me, I'm going to be parked up at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel by their pool, watching the warbirds fly over my head.
It is your favorite thing to do on the 4th of July.
Yeah, and especially because the weather's going to be absolutely incredible this year.
It is going to be fantastic.
That's where you can find me for Freedom Fest. They got performances. They're going to have the paratroopers fly in from the military branches. It's amazing. And, of course, the fireworks display. And if you want to cruise around the valley, because Lord knows we know how to celebrate, we got some celebrations going on.
It doesn't matter really where you are in the valley this Independence Day. There is something happening.
Oh, yeah.
There is something for you. So if you're out in Anthem, they have their Independence Day celebration. That's going to be out at the community park from 5:30 to 9:30. It's free.
Nice.
Apache Junction, their Independence Day celebration is at the Superstition Shadows Park. Also free. That's from 6 on to the end of the fireworks. Avondale has Light Up the Sky. That is going to be at the Jimmy Johnson Drive from 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Buckeye, out at the Buckeye Airport, their Independence Day celebration is happening from 6 to 9. These are all free, by the way.
Nice.
So it doesn't even cost you anything to go celebrate America. Chandler, the All-American Bash is happening at Chandler Park. Fountain Hills is having their celebration out at the Fountain Park right there in the middle of town.
Okay.
Gilbert is doing theirs at Gilbert Regional Park. That one is free, but you do have to pay for parking. And they do have VIP tickets available, which you can buy.
Oh.
If you want to do that.
It's very Gilbert of them.
And of course, the Mesa, Arizona Celebration of Freedom is happening at the Mesa Convention Center. Peoria is having theirs at the Peoria Sports Complex, which is the like the ballpark out there, which is it's a fantastic area.
Sweet.
Surprise is having theirs at the Surprise Community Park, of course. Tempe is doing theirs at Tempe Diablo Stadium. This one, their 4th of July celebration in Tempe is like fantastic. I've heard so many great things about this celebration.
Beautiful.
It's insane. Scottsdale, they're celebrating at West World of Scottsdale. That one does have some fees associated with it, so make sure you check that out before you head out there.
I've been to that one. That's normally because they have like rides and stuff for the kids, yes. Bounce houses and stuff, and it's all covered at West World, so you know you won't be out in the heat.
You also have to pay for parking out there as well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like you said, Nico, the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess, that also has a fee with it. So just make sure you double check some of those before you head out there. But like I said, it doesn't matter where you go in the valley. You're going to be hearing fireworks.
Oh, yeah. We are going to be celebrating. And we're going to play a little game now, Cheyenne.
Because why not?
Because we love America and we love explosions.
Fireworks, to be exact, specifically.
So if you want to call us up, Camel Nation, this is not like a contest or anything. No. We're just going to have a fun game on the radio, and it's called Name That Firework Sound.
So we're going to play you a firework sound, and you have to name what kind of firework it is.
602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne, Freedom Week on Camel Country 107.9.
Crotch bang. That wasn't one of them? Crotch bang?
With or without the stick?
Exploding finger butt? We're talking fun firework names. This morning we got Gabby on the phone. Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning.
Okay, are you willing to play this game? You got to guess what type of firework it is.
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, well, that's good. So, Gabby, we're going to play you a sound of a firework that's been lit and is going off. You have to guess what that firework is. And good luck, because I heard these earlier and went, ooh, I don't know.
All right, here we go. Firework number one.
Ooh.
That's got to be a sparkler, right?
Correctamundo!
Yeah, woo! Yay. All right, one for one.
All right, here we go. The next sound.
Oh, that was
short. That's a mortar?
Oh, two for two?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah?
Two for two.
Nice. I'm impressed.
What is going on here with our audience?
I'm here for it. I'm here for this patriotism of fireworks.
Right, here we go. Sound number three.
Classic.
A Roman candle?
Ooh. Nah.
Oh, that's not it?
Not a Roman candle. That is actually a firecracker. Which one is this right here? Oh, that is legendary.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Bottle rocket?
Yeah!
Nice!
Nice job, Gabby.
Nice job.
Have you ever lit one out of your hand?
A bottle rocket?
Yeah.
No.
No, I was way too scared, but my neighbor did it. I just watched.
Yeah, it's reckless.
I'm watching.
I mean, because nowadays, who has a glass bottle anymore to light a bottle rocket?
You just put it in the mortar tube. That's what we do.
Yeah. I mean, old school, you would have a glass bottle, but that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
How about this one right here? This one might be tough.
Is that a whistling bunghole?
You are correct.
Yeah.
<Woo-hoo>.
That's not really what that's called, though, right?
It's called a screaming serpent, but whistling bunghole is
was way better.
Far more appropriate.
Is that the generic name?
Yeah, nah. We're going whistling bunghole on that one. Nice job, Gabby. What are you guys lighting off this 4th of July?
Oh, I stick with fountains and sparklers. I'm kind of a scaredy cat when it comes to them. So okay. I'll go to watch the big show, and then I'll just come home and hang out with my sparklers.
There you go.
I love that for you, though, because honestly, samesies.
Yeah, and when you go to grab your drink the next day, you have all your fingers
exactly.
Intact.
There's no ER bill for Gabby and Cheyenne.
Exactly.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Can I get an amen? I'll keep this real simple, real easy.
Mm.
America. Freedom.
Mm.
Our veterans.
Mm.
The red, the white, and the blue.
Mm.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yes. Marlo and Avondale, what can we give you an amen for this morning?
Hi. So I'm a first-time mom.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I just got through my first month of motherhood.
That's exciting.
Hey.
That could be a very, not only tiring situation, but also a daunting task.
Yeah. Whenever they put my girl in my arms and they were just like, here's your girl, I was like, oh my goodness, I have to keep this child alive. Whenever she was inside me, I didn't really have to think too hard about where she was at, where she was going, what she was eating. She was just in there. And now she's out here, and I just gotta do it.
Nice.
You're doing it. You've succeeded.
Well, congratulations.
I wish I could tell you the hardest parts are over, but they're not.
I know. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, get some sleep when you can, but hey, congratulations on that first month.
Thank you.
Bryce is in Phoenix. Bryce, what can we give you an amen for this morning?
I decided to join the armed forces.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome. Right ahead of the 4th of July. No better time.
I thought, you know, the world is getting crazier and crazier. I can't think of a better time to join, serve my country. The time is now. So can I get an amen?
Amen. Well, I know that we are very proud of you. Thank you so much for choosing to serve our country.
Stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe and let us know when you get back.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Hit us up with anything going on in your world that's big or small. Call us up now.
602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
We've had some decent guesses.
I mean, any guess is a good guess because you got through.
Any guess is a good guess.
Any guess is a good guess.
I like that attitude.
Right?
You know,
like if you could get through the lines, your guess is great.
True spirit of America.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
We are the country of opportunity.
Yes. And we want you to get to Morgan Wallen for a stadium concert.
Which is what you'll do if you can guess the secret town. You're going to get a pair of tickets for July 18th.
All right. So far in the guesses category, mm-hmm. we've had pulling a box of whiskey off a shelf?
Yeah. But and also, if you know us, that's a valid guess.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
I wonder if that gentleman worked in like a stock room for a liquor store or a bar or something.
What if like he pulled it? Like he had already heard the sound, but he was at work and he pulled it off and he went, that's the sound.
It transported him to that moment that he did it in the past, for sure.
Unfortunately, that's not the sound.
Yeah, no.
Right. Another guess we've gotten is pushing a cardboard box on the ground.
Yeah. Again.
Maybe she was moving. Yeah.
Probably is cardboard. It's a very similar sound. So
yep.
I see what people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And what led them to those guesses were clue number one, for when he truly is the problem. Obviously, a little bit of an ode to Morgan Wallen.
Yes.
Can't tell you much more than that. And the second clue is boxed up.
Okay.
So there we go. There
we go. It makes sense. I get it.
So, I mean, if you're putting those clues together, there will be more coming next week. That's pretty much all we can tell you.
Yeah.
We can't tell you if you're on the right track. We can't tell you if you're you know, crazy for what you're saying.
Nope.
But we will tell you that if you tune in at 5 o'clock every day, you're going to get a new clue and another opportunity to guess every morning at 7:30.
So be here Monday morning because that's when we're going to play again.
We will play again.
We promise.
Will we get a winner? I don't know.
Probably not on Monday.
Because I see a lot of people that don't get through. Their first response is always, oh man, I know what it is.
No, you don't.
So if you truly know what it is and you get through, congratulations. That's what the secret sound's all about. So listen in Monday morning at 7:30 right here on Camel.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
I love talking about getting together, barbecuing, having fun, lighting fireworks, drinking, listening to good music, hanging out with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings me back to one of my most favorite memories about 4th of July.
Okay.
We had a big crew of people. We were out in Montauk, New York, which is basically like a beach town at the end of Long Island. And we had like all of our closest friends. It just happens to work that way. Sometimes it's very rare when you're able to get like everybody together.
Right.
We were swimming, beautiful weather out. We were doing some drinking. We're doing some barbecuing. And my wife's brother was there. And I don't have that many memories with him because he lived in New Hope, Pennsylvania, which was about 2.5 hours away from where we lived in Brooklyn. And it just so happened that he was there with his wife. And it was probably one of the last times we hung out while he was with us.
Yeah.
So I'll never forget. We were all taking photos and stuff like that. It was like, believe it or not, he was funnier than me.
That is hard to believe.
Thank you, Shia.
You're a very funny guy.
He was what we like to call a wise guy.
Aww.
Like, always cracking jokes, and everybody fell in love with him because of his great personality.
Yeah.
And what an amazing person he was. So I'll never forget, man. We're hanging out on the beach. Everyone's cracking jokes. The sun starts falling down. The bonfire is now lighting up the sky. And then all of a sudden, fireworks going off all around us. We were not expecting
it. This is the most American sounding story ever.
We were not expecting it at all. We didn't know there was a fireworks show gonna surround us like that.
Yeah.
Not one person picked up their cell phone. We all just kind of hung out and like high-fived each other.
Those are my favorite moments.
It was so good.
Those are my favorite moments when like you're so engulfed in what is happening.
Yes.
That you can't even, the thought to pick up your phone doesn't even process.
It didn't even happen.
Yeah.
And I specifically remember that too, because like, I think my phone was like in the sand somewhere and I thought about it for a quick second. I'm like, should I capture this? And then I'm like, no, stupid social media brain.
Yeah.
Don't think to pick up your phone immediately. Think to enjoy the moment.
Would make me so happy this year to be scrolling Instagram on July 5th and see not very many 4th of July pictures. So that,
or at least firework photos.
Yeah. So that it tells, like, I know that like you were so in the moment that you didn't have to pick up your phone.
Yeah. No, like, I love it when people like capture their friends hanging out with one another.
Yeah.
But it's the dinglings that are like trying to capture the firework displays like they're Steven Spielberg.
Right.
Hey, relax, okay?
Just put the phone down.
We've seen fireworks.
Yeah.
Enjoy the fireworks. Be there. What was your favorite 4th of July moment?
Growing up, 4th of July was a really big deal. This is my mom's favorite holiday. Everybody came to our house. It got to the point where, like, we had to divide between two houses. Mm-hmm. So you'd have my house, which had, like, the super, like, traditional barbecue pool, the piece of plywood on the ground so that you could shoot, you know, fireworks off of the gravel. And then my dad's buddy's house down the road, which was like more of the high tech type fireworks. Like he had a board with buttons.
What?
That he would push and set fireworks.
I want to push the button.
The button was pretty cool. The button, it literally looked like our radio board.
Yeah.
Just like a smorgasbord of buttons and fuses and things. Like it is a war zone. You can't drive down the streets because there's so many fireworks being lit off.
Oh, wow.
There's so many people in the streets. It's just, you pull in to Moxie and it's just fog.
I love that patriotism right now.
It's, you know, it's probably, honestly, it's probably why I don't celebrate it crazy now because I did it so hard growing up.
Yeah.
That, like, I'm not ever going to be able to do what we did there. And it will never be the same.
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
The smell of the sulfur in the air.
Yes.
I love that, man.
Yeah.
That is what 4th of July is all about. And that's why we are celebrating freedom. And also, thank you to our men and women of our armed services that allow us the freedoms to do what we do here in America.
Absolutely.
And that is what freedom means to us.
Yes.
What does it mean to you? 602-894-5653.
Celebrating freedom all week long. It's Freedom Week with Nico and Cheyenne.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for y'all. Y'all was a nice take.
There we go.
I'm here for that. Also, I haven't done the Pledge of Allegiance in like 2 decades.
It's been at least in 6th grade for me. What do these amazing freedoms mean to me? The ability to live my life, protect my family, raise up my kid, and be an upstanding citizen in this great United States.
1,000%. Freedom to me means honestly being able to wake up every day and make choices for ourselves that aren't impacted by what other people have to say or what they think we should be doing.
Absolutely.
Freedom is our current life.
Free.
Free.
Ben and Phoenix from the Camel Nation, what does freedom mean to you?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I listen to you guys all the time, and freedom to me, well, I'm a vet, and you guys are the only radio station in Phoenix that is celebrating America and, like, giving the respect that this country deserves and the veterans deserve, and it just means so much to me. So I just wanted to thank you guys. There's no other radio station in the Valley that supports the military like Camel Country.
All America.
Woo-hoo!
All week.
Oh, yeah.
It's Freedom Week with Nico and Cheyenne.
Happy America!
It's Freedom Week. Freedom Week.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. I felt like it needed an echo.
It turned into an 80s song.
We're talking everything. Patriotism, USA, America.
The 4th of July.
We're just getting it all out there today.
I was sitting here thinking about, like, all of the things that we do as Americans, right? The things that make us, who, like, not only, like, who we are as Americans, but that make us patriotic. Mm-hmm. Because America is one of the most proudest countries to be, like, a resident of. You know, like, everybody flies an American flag. They just love being an American citizen. And I think one of my favorite times, I don't know if this is going to sound weird to anybody else, but one of my favorite times that gives me just, like, chills from head to toe is when you're at a baseball game, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The national anthem is playing.
Yeah.
The color guard is on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, not out of nowhere, but you can hear off in the distance, the Jets coming.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the moment when it's just the perfect spot in the anthem. And then on some stadiums, they'll shoot off red, white, and blue, like, smoke cannons.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the stadium.
Or the Jets have, like, smoke trails.
Yep. And it's just like, and the crowd in the stadium just loses it.
Yes.
There has never been a time I've been at a ballpark where that's happened where I have not cried. It gets me to the, like, this level of, oh my God.
It's powerful, man.
It's one of the most powerful things as a citizen of the United States, like, as a patriot of this great country and a lover of this country. That just gets me to my core.
That is definitely a special feeling, man.
Hair raising.
A flyover always does.
Always. When in doubt,
flyover. I like to go to NASCAR every year. And unfortunately, ooh, I'm going to steal your flyover and I'm going to use it also. Because when you are at NASCAR and you're at Phoenix Raceway and, you know, we're singing the national anthem, and it's oil, gasoline, it's engines revving.
You can smell the rubber.
Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes when they have the paratroopers that drop down into the...
They do a little fly into the bowl.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Oh, man.
America does it right.
We do it right.
We do love for our country right.
Hey, we are proud and we brag about it.
And you want to know what the coolest thing is? Nobody's forcing us to love our country. We just... It's so great that we just love it.
Also true.
Yeah.
Very true.
And I'm here for that.
Nico and Cheyenne, Freedom Week on Camel Country 107.9.
Guys, I have a big problem.
Okay, I love to problem solve. Hit me with it.
Happy Freedom Week. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
You know I love my Traeger grill. I talk
you
about
do.
That thing more than I talk about my family on this show.
I thought you had a son named Traeger for like 2 years.
If my next kid is called Trigger or Traeger,
we wouldn't be surprised.
You'll know we have a problem. So this new Blackstone grill, right?
Uh-huh.
The whole thing about smashed burgers has overcome me. I don't really like traditional burgers anymore. If it's not a smash burger, I'm not interested.
You know, though, same. But you want to know who would seriously disagree with you?
Who?
My mother.
Yeah?
She likes smash burgers, but she likes big, thick, juicy patties.
Yeah.
And I was... How do you not like the caramel?
I like a traditional burger. I love a traditional burger also. But if I have the choice, right? If somebody was like here.
Would you like that smashed or fatty?
Yeah, here's the best smash burger on the planet. Here's the best traditional hamburger on the planet. I'm taking the smash burger.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So my problem is I have a Traeger.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy does not have a smash burger grill like a Blackstone or a flat top that he could cook smash burgers on. And we are what, like minutes away from grilling and chilling time?
Yeah.
Traditionally, with 4th of July, you're not thinking about smash burgers. You're really not. You're thinking about mom's homemade patties that she was like.
Oh, that she rolled in her hands and then smushed by herself? Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Throw some onions in there and some unnecessary herbs. She always threw unnecessary herbs in there.
My ex-husband used to crush up saltines and put them in it so that it, like, bound it together.
Whoa!
I would say he didn't cook a lot of things, but he made some pretty dang good
filler
burgers.
In the burger.
Yeah, it was wild.
All right, well,
also, probably why I gained so much weight. That's also possible.
When you're in love, you always gain weight.
Yeah, because that's what it was.
Did you see? Oh, okay. Pre, like, 2023, if we were to do a this or that, it would have been traditional burgers over smash burgers.
Like, what even was a smash burger in 2023?
I mean, they were around.
But not, like, heavy.
But I'll be honest with you.
At least not in my face.
I didn't really try them until, like, I don't know, a year or two ago.
Yeah, within the last year.
Now I'm obsessed.
So good. Absolutely so good.
So if you put a gun to my head, Nico, this or that, I'm going smash burger all day.
Same, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I'm all about smash burgers. I'm glad to see that we're in a renaissance of sorts. Mm-hmm. But they have. Like, they've been around for a minute because Freddy's has been one of my favorite slept on places for a long time.
Oh, I just recently tried Freddy's for the first time. I
don't even know what Freddy's is. So.
Wait, what?
Ooh.
Oh, wait, are you talking about?
It's like an old school burger.
The red and white place?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've had it once.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't care for their shoestring.
Oh, really?
Their shoelace fries, but their burgers are good, yes. I think I've had it once.
It's all about the burgers.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to do a little this or that. What do you prefer?
Love this.
So you can make sure that you're serving the right thing.
Yeah,
for this
we'll help
Fourth
you
of
get
July
there.
Holiday. There you go. Call us up 602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
Hey, Gina and Glendale. Morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
We're talking about one of our least favorite things to do, to talk about on the show, which is food. We never talk about it.
We hate talking about it.
we never do any topics surrounding barbecue or delicious food here in the Valley. So
because who wants to be hungry?
This is basically a first timer for us. So when you're grilling up something, you know, what makes you feel like, ooh, it is 4th of July, it's barbecue season, we're having fun and enjoying the holiday?
Just the smell of those charcoals, just warming up and then putting just hot dogs and hamburgers on that grill just to get it started.
I love that. So if I was going to give you a this or that, would you rather have a gas grill or a charcoal grill?
Charcoal grill.
Okay. What about dry rub or sauce?
Ooh.
Ooh. I like a dry rub.
Ooh.
See, I'm a sauce kind of gal.
I'm a sauce on chicken, but I'm a dry rub on ribs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like if I'm going to eat ribs, I want to be messy.
Like
I need
sousy?
That sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about burgers or hot dogs?
Ooh, that depends. It really depends on what. I always love a hot dog, though. Yeah, I can't resist. Sometimes I have to choose, but I will always choose the hot dog first. But I love a hamburger, too.
That's a funny take, because if you remember yesterday, Nico, we had somebody call in who was like, why are we still acting like hot dogs are good? Like, what
I
is
love
this?
Hot dogs.
I'll tell you what, though. A properly dressed dog?
Right?
Fantastic.
That's an easy way to my heart.
Absolutely. What about, like, corn on the cob versus baked beans?
Corn on the cob, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love corn on the cob. I will be completely honest with you, but man, if I am going to be around a restroom, those baked beans, those baked beans, with some brown sugar and some bacon in there, maybe some.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That actually sounds good. Really delightful.
That gets me going right
with
there.
A little bit of like coleslaw from like the neighboring side dish.
Yeah. A little intruder coleslaw.
Speaking of coleslaw. Coleslaw or potato salad?
Ooh. Why do I have to choose? I eat everything. potato salad.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
I think I'd probably go for potato salad, too.
Question for you. Are you into like the mustardy potato salads or like the mayo-y potato salads?
Mustardy, because I like really like vinegary things, like pickles and stuff like that. Oh. So the mustardy one. By like the way, yeah. Tang to it.
Gina, can we be friends for life?
Yeah. I feel like Gina needs to be invited to the barbecue for sure.
I'm going.
All right. So on the 4th of July, Gina, if you've got two choices for dessert on the table and you've got a classic red, white, and blue type dessert, doesn't matter what it is, but it's red, white, and blue. It's patriotic. Or the all-American apple pie. What are you going for?
Ooh. Well, it's hot. So I usually go for the red, white, and blue because there's usually blueberries and strawberries. And apple pie to me is like kind of cold weather food. So definitely the red, white, and blue.
I like your thought process.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like that.
She picked a color over apple pie.
I did. We gotta get some fruit in there after all that junk we just ate.
I love it.
I can't really blame her. Gina's invited.
I love it. Hey, Gina, you're welcome to the club.
Thank you.
And also, it's potluck, so bring a dish.
I'll bring it something, don't worry.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
In some parts of the valley, they are celebrating already.
My neighborhood included.
Popping off July 3rd. Cannot wait to get to my Freedom Fest destination at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel, folks.
I love that for you. You better live on Instagram because I can't wait to watch the party happen.
Unfortunately for you and the rest that will look for posts, my phone is going to be put away.
You know, as sad as I am to hear that, I'm also very happy that you're doing that.
Yes.
We don't get to disconnect very frequently.
I do not care about who sees what I'm doing.
I love that for you.
I'm going to be stress-free, living in the pool, hanging out, listening to music, drinking some drinks, and eating some good food.
You know, good for you.
Thank
I love
you.
That.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I've also loved Freedom Week.
Yes.
This has been a great week.
Freedom Week has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the Camel Nation who's contributed. Obviously, celebrating the United States, our Independence Day, 4th of July, and what it means to all of us.
And we love that you guys love it as much as we do.
On that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Oh, by the way, we are not playing the Secret Sound tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. BTW. It is the 4th of July.
We'll be back on Monday with it. So tune in if you want to get those Morgan Wallen tickets. Now on that bombshell, time to say adios, amigos.
We double love you so much. Bye.
Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.